Please stand and let us sing together the glory of these 40 days, hymn number 320.
Thank you.
the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather and worship, grow in God's word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you are looking for a way to serve in Jesus' name this week, look on our website tomorrow where Linda Simonson has set up a sign up for meals to be delivered to Bill Hoyer. He'll be home. He's coming home after 2 weeks in the hospital, so you can bring meals to him and Deb. We are grateful for the flowers adorning our worship from the funeral of Dorothy Lindemann yesterday. And you'll notice that our opening confession contains the Ten Commandments. Just as a reminder, it is the first Sunday in Lent. If you're a confirmation student, you're expected to know these Ten Commandments, right? Martin Luther wanted to make sure that you were raised up knowing them by heart, right? But we also remember that he didn't write them. We'll talk more about that in the sermon. But it's a good reminder for us all. Hear the commandments of God, the Father, to his people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods but me. Amen. Lord, have mercy. You shall not make for yourself any idol. Amen. Lord, have mercy. You shall not invoke with malice the name of the Lord your God. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Honor your father and your mother. Amen. Lord, have mercy. You shall not commit murder. Amen. Lord, have mercy. You shall not commit adultery. Amen. Lord, have mercy. You shall not steal. Amen. Lord, have mercy. You shall not be a false witness. Amen. Lord, have mercy. You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. Amen. Lord, have mercy. In the name of God who makes a way in the wilderness, walks with us and guides us in our pilgrimage. Amen. Holy One, we confess that we have wandered far from you. We have not trusted your promises. We have ignored your prophets in our own day. We have squandered our inheritance of grace. We have failed to recognize you in our midst. Have mercy on us. Forgive us and turn us again to you. Teach us to follow in your ways. Assure us again of your love. And help us to love our neighbor. Amen. Beloved in Christ, the word draws near to you, and all who call out to God shall be saved. In Jesus, God comes to you again and again and gathers you under wings of love. In Jesus' name, your sins are forgiven. God journeys with you and teaches you how to live in love. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
O Lord God, you led your people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide us now so that following your Son, we may walk safely through the wilderness of this world toward the life you alone can give. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
The first reading this morning is from Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God: "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number. And there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power, and with signs and wonders. He brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house." Second reading is from Romans chapter 10. But what does it say? "The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart." That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The gospel of the Lord, we say, praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'm going to walk down here and preach this sermon from the end backwards first. So I don't know what that means for the new lighting. Okay. So you'll notice that I am wearing a shawl over my vestments. And if you can see the letters on it, I'll walk around a little bit. Can you read these names? This is not an ad for Beverly Hills Bargain Boutique in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Although, if you ever do get a chance, love you, John. This shawl is actually from years ago, and it is meant to be a fashion piece, right? See all the names of cities on it. New York, Paris, Kuala Lumpur, Hong Kong, Washington, D.C., Vienna. But I had to start at the end of this sermon first because it's so hot. And it feels heavy to wear a shawl on top of vestments, right? It's too much for me to bear on my shoulders. Beijing, London, Tokyo, Rome, Lima. I gotta turn around and read some of these. Havana, New Delhi, Cairo, Moscow, Copenhagen, Prague, Toronto, Barcelona, Dublin, Monaco. When I read those names of those cities or countries, do they evoke a feeling in your heart? Maybe you've been able to visit them. Maybe you were supposed to visit them and your trip got canceled. Maybe you got food poisoning. That was me in one of these. Manila, Ankara, Guam, Hevklavik. I don't know where that is. Manila. It is not for fashion that I wear this shawl. It's actually a prayer shawl. So that when I am in my silent retreat, I am offering up to God prayers for love, for health, and for peace for all people of the world. Right now in the news, we have so much strife in the region of Ukraine right now, and it is too much for me on my shoulders. Oh, but there it is. This shawl was made when Kyiv was pronounced Kiev. That's how long I've been praying for these places. So I've got to take it off and lay it here in the place that is both the origin and the final resting place of all our prayers. The baptismal promise that God makes when we are crucified and died with Christ in his death, then we are given the promise to be raised with him in his resurrection. So that is where I commend my prayers to the hope and faith and promise that we're given in baptism. If you want to reach out through the Lutheran World Relief, you can do that, and we'll find a way of making this more public. But if you write a check for Europe Crisis Response to the ELCA Lutheran World Relief, it will find its way to help in the way that the ELCA Lutheran World Relief works. All right. Well, that was the punchline of the sermon. But now we have to go back and start at the beginning, right? Because we do have to say something about these Ten Commandments, this wandering Aramean, and these temptations. So the point of this sermon is, take heed to what you hear. Take heed to what you hear. That's actually from Luke chapter 8, so it's not really fair that I'm putting that on you, but you can read ahead four chapters. You can do that. A man was walking along the sidewalk outside the church and found an envelope full of money. And he was telling his friend about it, and the friend said, "Oh, did you turn it into the church?" And he said, "Not yet. I'm actually trying to figure out if finding that envelope full of money was a temptation from the devil or an answer to prayer." So Jesus is driven by the Spirit from this beautiful baptismal moment into the wilderness, where who's waiting for him? The devil. And the devil has these temptations right in his pocket, ready to go. And he's really twisting it to Jesus because he's using scripture to tempt Jesus. Brilliant technique, really. Now, we know that Jesus had been through the confirmation program so much so that he had memorized the Ten Commandments, right? He had them in his pocket. He also probably had Deuteronomy in his pocket. A wandering Aramean was my father. He went down into the land of Egypt, few in number. What happened there? Became mighty and populous, but then became oppressed, cried out. Then come what? Signs and wonders. Armed with scripture, Jesus is going toe-to-toe with the devil, who also brings scripture. And so you might be scratching your head like the man on the sidewalk. Well, how do I interpret what I'm experiencing? Love will show you how to live. I think that a lot of us come, especially in Lent, trying to answer questions like why. Like, why did Jesus have to die for our sins? Why is there suffering in a world where God is all loving? Right? Why? Today, let's just take a break from why and think about how. How Jesus loves. How Jesus decides to go about his mission. I don't know how much choice he had in it. The devil makes it look like he had some choices, right? Hey, Jesus has just been baptized. He's about to embark on this mission with his Father to save the world, right? Oh, what are some ways a person could save the world? Well, if you're given all the authority in the world, you can just have everyone obey all of your commands, right? Honestly, that sounds like a pretty good plan to me. Jesus declines that method, right? He isn't going to worship anybody else but God the Father. So instead of following the devil's plan, Jesus is going to come out of the wilderness, right? He's going to be led back home, right, to Nazareth. And we've already read those stories, how the first thing he's going to do is sit down, get back into Scripture, read some Isaiah. Everyone's going to be amazed at the words that come from his mouth, but then they're immediately going to want to drive him off a cliff. Jesus is going to live his mission Scripture by scripture, town by town, hostility by hostility. He is not going to live his mission in a big show of authority and command. He is going to live it with surrender, loss, suffering, humiliation. How would he choose that? What is it about these Ten Commandments, these memories of his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather Abraham being a wandering Aramean that would make a person choose to go about a mission that honestly seems futile to me, right? How can one person make a difference if that person is hanging on a cross, suffering and bleeding? How can a father love the world so much that he would give his only son to the end that all that believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life? Love will do the work. Take heed to how you hear the words of Scripture. Take heed to how you hear the words of the devil. We could do a whole big section on the devil. We could do sermons. We could do classes. I really just recommend reading the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis because he really just puts it all out there, both with entertainment, brilliance and conviction. The devil's really lazy and just a big liar. But he does know his scripture. Take heed to how you hear. So when we pray the words from our prayer today, God journeys with you and teaches you how to live in love. That's our absolution for today. We don't have to, confirmation students, you are expected to know the Ten Commandments. I just got to say it right up front, right? But there's going to come a day when you scratch your head and think, wait a minute, how many were there? Was that one? I've got to go back and take heed again and again. How to live. It's more important to have those Ten Commandments in the back pocket of my heart, in other words, carrying them with me, than being able to just memorize them and repeat them right back, right? That wherever we journey, whether it is a different country, whether it is just along the sidewalk, that love is doing the work. And when we walk in the way of love, we know we're walking in the way of forgiveness. So we may be just traipsing through all Ten Commandments and breaking all of them, right? Okay, I'll just tell the joke because I know you want to hear it. Who is the biggest sinner in the Bible? Moses, because he broke all Ten Commandments at once. I know. The tablets. I know. I'm watching the time, don't worry. I'm sorry. No one never gets old. That I'm going to be trampling on the commandments of God because I am human, right? And Jesus chooses to muck around and traipse through all the trampling of humanity. That's how he chooses to be with us. Not to be far away or on a pinnacle, which would be an easy way to get attention and to get the job done, but to have the same heart as we do is how Jesus chooses to love us and to love the world. Amen. Affirm our faith in God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Drawn close to the heart of God, we offer these prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all creation. Merciful God, receive our prayer. For all those who serve our armed forces, especially those on active duty, including Andrew, Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, and Ryan S., merciful God, receive our prayer. Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, especially Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Tracy, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and especially the communities of Biscay, Broughton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating an anniversary or birthday. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for those displaced from their homes. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Renew this congregation, O God. During these 40 days of Lent, confirm our sense of mission and expand our imagination for ministry. Deepen our faith, increase our love, and draw us into your unfolding work of healing and restoration. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, especially Habitat for Humanity. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Accept the prayers we bring, O God, on behalf of a world in need, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated for the offering. If you would like to bring your offering directly to Christ's well, please do so now. Stand. Extravagant God, you have blessed us with the fullness of creation. Now we gather at your feast, where you offer us the food that satisfies. Take and use what we offer here. Come among us and feed us with the body and blood of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. Therefore, we sum up all the prayers of our hearts in the words our Savior Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. If you prefer to have a blessing, please indicate by putting your hands over your heart.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Away.
Blessed Jesus, in this rich meal of grace, you have fed us with your body, the bread of life. Now send us forth to bear your life-giving hope to a world in need. Amen. Please be seated for a brief temple talk about the March food drive.
Good morning. The mission emphasis for March is the McLeod Emergency Food Shelf. The Minnesota Food Share March campaign brings together various Minnesota organizations, businesses, and places of worship to keep 300 food shelves statewide stocked throughout the year. The March drive is very important to our local food shelf, since monies and poundage of food collected reflect the matching fund for Minnesota Food Share, corporate, foundation businesses, and individual dollars that are secured into the food fund. The amount of dollars distributed to our local food shelf from the food fund directly correlates to the total collected right here in McLeod County. Lenny Albers, executive director, says the six-week Minnesota Food Share March campaign runs from February 28th to April 11th and is critical to the operation of the McLeod Emergency Food Shelf. Historically, the foods and funds collected during the campaign restock shelves, allow for additional food purchases, and support operating expenses for several months of the year. All reported dollars and pounds are eligible for additional grant funds, multiplying the totals. In 2021, the McLeod Emergency Food Shelf served 3,437 individuals. Of this total, 1,039 were children under the age of 18. 180 were migrants, and 60 individuals were homeless. They distributed 162,406 pounds from Glencoe alone. Including the Hutchinson Food Shelf and the mobile food truck, the total distribution was 561,341 pounds. The Hutchinson Food Shelf accounts for one half of all the pounds distributed with Glencoe, or half of the pounds that are distributed. With Glencoe and the mobile food truck, each take a quarter of the pounds distributed. The mobile food truck actually operates out of Glencoe, and you can see this as you go by the street and when it's parked there. And it travels to local towns to distribute food to people who lack transportation to visit the food shelf themselves. Director Lenny Albers discussed how the food truck operates, and it has been quite a success in serving the community. They actually know their customers, and they actually can take orders and give them the food that they want. You can bring your non-perishable food items to church and drop them off in the grocery cart in the narthex the entire month of March. Cash donations are especially helpful, since the buying power of the food shelf is much greater and your cash goes much further. Suggested items requested by the food shelf are whole grains, nuts and nut butters, cooking and baking items, meal side dish items, personal care items, household care items, and cash for purchasing perishables such as eggs, cheese, and fresh produce. Since the food shelf can only buy food items, personal care items and household care items are especially needed. Checks can be mailed out to Christ Lutheran and right on the memo line for the food shelf. The Glencoe Food Shelf will have an open house on Tuesday, April 5th, and will give tours of their new and wonderful facility. And please take time to check that out. Thank you for your support, the Mission and Social Concerns Committee.
Please stand. Thank you, Nancy. You are children of God, anointed with the oil of gladness and strengthened for the journey. Almighty God, motherly, majestic, and mighty, bless you this day and always. Amen. Jesus meets you on the way.